Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With your product, how do you do you update and develop the product? So I'm assuming in the business, in the industry, you have to keep. Do you have to keep coming up with new ideas?
Yeah, you do.
I'm assuming the new vehicles that come out help with the ideas.
But yeah, so like from when, like with the canopies, for example, when we started building the canopies,
yep.
from where we started building to where they are now is two completely different products.
Yep.
But there's only so many ways you can skin a cat as well. Mm. So with our canopies, we're pretty much at the point now where you can't really do much better, but then doing stuff like doing built-in rooftop tents, we're starting to look into all that sort of stuff now, and sort of modernizing, making stuff that no one's really building yet.
Okay. Yep.
I won't go into it too much because I don't want to give too much away. Yeah, but no, I've got some.
If you fabricator listening,
yeah, good on them.
Glue and metal.
Yeah.
Sikaflex.
Yeah. So yeah, I've got a few things in the pipelines of some new stuff that fewer European countries are doing that no one's doing in Australia.
Right.
Yet.
Yep.
Because I look right into that European style of camping and what they're doing.
Yeah. Right.
And some of the stuff they're doing over there is just no one's ever seen it in Australia.
As in terms of the concept or just
the concept,
the quality.
Living inside the vehicles, not having to tow and stuff.
Yeah.
There's some really cool designs out there.
I'm not going to prompt you anymore.
I won't tell you too much
when you're ready. But what's your sorry, you go.
Yeah. So there's something over at your stand at the moment that I haven't actually saw for the first time yesterday.
Oh yeah.
The trailer.
Oh, the trailer. Yeah. Sorry, I've got the trailer on display as well.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Now, so the trailer. Oh, so here you go.
It's a super cool concept because I've seen what you've done. It's kind of like everything in one, so you can keep your ute like that and you can hook it up to the back so you don't, if you don't want to put a canopy in your car, you can literally use the trailer, right?
That's exactly
Is that the
it
concept?
Is. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So the customer, me and one of the boys, George, we have thought about building this concept for a while because I haven't actually seen anything like it before.
Is it a canopy on wheels or something?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. It's a canopy on a trailer chassis.
Right.
And we're going to build one for the show, and then a customer of ours heard us talking about it, and he's like, what are you talking about? And he goes, oh, that's what I want. I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, man, I want that. So we've built it for him.
Right.
It's pretty much, a canopy on wheels, but it's got 255 litres of water under it. It's full off-grid. Like, it's got a rooftop tent. So it's basically a canopy set up on a ute that you tow.
Yeah.
Right, and you've got 255 litres of water. And his setup, he's a 79 dual cab with a small canopy, but a dinghy on the roof.
So
that's going to be his setup to go around. And you can base camp as well.
Yeah,
there's
right.
a base camp, like, I know, I like base camping.
Yeah.
Depends. Yeah.
That's actually great prelude, because that's going to be my next question. What's your camp setup?